Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, if you've driven along the A14 at the Histon or Milton junctions recently, you will have noticed that the trees have been taken down. Any of us who regularly use the A14 will be looking forward to an end to congestion. The residents of Histon and Impington agree but feel that their villages are suffering as a result of this work. Jan Moore went to talk to some members of the Histon and Impington A14 Action Group.
It was about the second week of March.
Okay.
And I live right next door to the trees, and I got a knock from the people who were about to fell them, and they said, I don't know if Highways England have told you this, but we're just going to come and take all the trees around here down. And we said, no, this is absolutely the first we've heard about it. And then the next 2 days, we watched the trees around our house just being ripped out of the ground and taken away. And that was just the start of it. So they started next to us, and they've just carried on just ripping the trees out. No one told anyone in the village it was coming. This was massive trees that just sort of define the entry to the village, and everyone recognises these trees. And so just to rip them out was just such a shocking thing to do.
So when did they actually do the work?
They started about the second week of March, but they've been carrying on. I think there might even still be some.
And has that been done during the day, overnight?
So they've done it when they can during the day, but there are lots of the places which are sort of adjacent to the carriageway, they have to do it at night. So we've been having trees ripped out all day, and then all night you've got the sound of chainsaws and the really low sound of log chippers, which just goes through you.
I think the important thing to note is on our Facebook, which is for the village, which is for Histon and Impington, the shock that was felt across the village was incredible. I mean, everybody started posting photographs and outrage and tears. And it was a sense of bereavement, of grief, that wildlife green gateway that had actually protected all of the village from that A14, which we've been living with, you know, since whenever. It's been there for years and years and years. We know we're a suburb of a very, you know, thriving economy, which is Cambridge, that traffic needs to come. But we've had that green gateway that has provided so much enjoyment and a visual barrier and a noise barrier to that. They did consultations in 2014 and 15, and people were very actively engaged with those consultations and wrote their concerns down as well. None of this was included. This work that they're doing now was not included in that consultation. What concerns us is that this A14 Cambridge to Huntingdon scheme has been awarded what's called an ultra site.
So what does that mean?
So an ultra site has been awarded nationally by the Considerate Constructor Scheme, and it says that they are beacons of best practice. And this is the first major infrastructure programme in the UK to be given this award as an ultra site. So they are leaders in industry. And the five principles of their code of practice include respect the community, which it says specifically inform, consult, be considerate, and leave a positive legacy in every community that they drive by, and protect the environment, which is the wildlife, the habitats, the protected species, and also air and noise and light pollution will be minimised. None of that has happened. We've reported it to the scheme and said, how do you award it? They said, like this. Then we said, how do you lose it? Because actually, they should be losing that recognition.
I mean, you've mentioned the wildlife in there. I mean, I'm assuming that if you're going to do any building work, you have to look for newts and bats and so on. Has that happened?
So
here,
the South Cams District Council ecologist, who was not directly involved, said that there should be a 24 to 48 hour sweep of all wildlife before any kind of activity like this of the tree felling. This shouldn't be happening when birds are nesting, and this is government guidelines and regulations. And then if there are protected species like the bats, which we had a resident population of bats amongst those trees, then they had to take mitigating action to protect them, relocate or whatever. None of that happened.
So the impact on the wildlife living in that, or that wooded area there that we've all enjoyed has been huge.
It's absolutely massive. And we had a little muntjac deer just in the tiny scrubland here behind some of the houses that the next evening was there, no shelter. It's now have to find, you know, there were deer populations in there, rabbits and rabbit warrens, hundreds, the bats in particular. There was no environmental consideration at all. And in fact, it's an infringement of government regulations and guidelines.
So what are they intending to replace all of that with?
We still don't know. You know, it's 6 weeks on. We've been kept sort of at arm's length from ecologists. We really want to know. If you look at the plans, lots of the trees are still marked as being retained, which were chopped down a month ago. And because the trees are marked as retained, the bits where it says new planting are very, very slim because they're expecting to retain the trees. So we've got no commitment for them to replace anything. Mm. The project does say for every tree we cut down, we'll replace it with two trees. That does not have to be in the same location.
And I think the real concern is longer term, the noise and air pollution. So this is what we really, really are concerned about. So we're talking here a bit about perhaps, you know, communities that are very close to the work. But what we've been able to see is across the village, throughout the length of the A14 alongside Histon to Milton and to Girton as well, increased noise pollution, and also we are very, very concerned about the air pollution levels without any kind of protection for children and families in the village. And this is a longer term issue. What was promised was a noise barrier. They've cut that in half. So from 210...
I think it's 250.
250 to 120 metres, which does not cover all of the dwellings and the houses within the village that are affected. Mm. And we're also very, very concerned about damaging air pollution issues.
Yeah, I think also on the noise side, on the east side of the roundabout, on the Orchard Park side, at the moment there is a noise barrier on the south side of the road. And that's vital for Orchard Park, but it's in very poor condition and doesn't protect the school, for example. But it's also a reflective barrier. So it kind of doubles the noise coming northwards. And you've got a lake for the sound waves to bounce off. Mm. You can actually hear the A14 well over 2 kilometres away. And Highways England say that there is no need for a noise barrier on that site. They don't intend to do anything. And that, I mean, that's just outrageous. It's as if people who live here don't matter.
Yeah, it's just the road that matters.
In fact, I do live exactly 2 kilometres away from the A14. And I've noticed, since the trees have been taken down, my bedroom is in a room facing the A14. And with the trickle vents open, I can't actually get to sleep.
So we're talking about a huge impact on people and families, and we're also talking about a devastation to that green gateway that provided habitat to the wildlife. This has been done so badly, and we've written numerous letters of complaints to Highways England. We've written letters of complaint to Costain Constructions. We've also lodged concerns with the considerate constructor schemes. We've written numerous letters to the MP, to Lucy Fraser, and we're still not seeing any real positive action. We will escalate. And the thing they didn't realise is that this is a community that cares, that's very active, and is filled with so many experts on all of these issues. So when they send somebody to come very nicely and just keep things low and fob us off, they are actually met with, you know, PhD doctorates in air particulates and those who, just for a hobby, measure noise pollution anyway for the past 10 years and have been studying and have got monitoring bird sightings and taggings of all the wildlife in that area. Mm-hmm. So they're going to have to learn that they need to engage with us very seriously because we will be pulling them up across the board.
I think the difficulty is that obviously we're all aware that the A14 gets incredibly congested. I drive it in the I sit on it in the mornings and so on. But what we've got here is an instant fix maybe to that problem, but actually it's not an instant fix in terms of the village and the surrounding area because we cannot replace what they have removed.
And we're not fighting against the road, per se. We acknowledge the upgrade is coming and the road is being widened. We are fighting against the fact that they are failing to make the village safe. They have taken away the lungs of the village. They have taken away the one thing that did provide protection against pollution. They've removed those. We've got no idea what they're going to do. When we consulted, we specifically consulted in order to get certain protections and barriers. Of those, only one, which is raising one barrier to 4 metres and slightly elongating it. The actual length that was promised has been halved. We were promised a barrier on the north side opposite Orchard Park, and we were also told that the reflective barrier at Orchard Park would be replaced by an absorptive, and all of those protections have disappeared. And they've added another little road in, which wasn't in the consultation.
We all know that we need that road. We need to address issues about congestion, and people who are listening to this programme are probably sitting in traffic right now.
Undoubtedly.
We know about this and we all live it too. So we are not against the road. What we are against is the fact that they have not followed their own best practice and they haven't followed government guidelines and regulations about this, and they have left a community completely exposed and vulnerable, and that needs to be rectified.
It's a 1.5 to 1.8 billion pound project, apparently. We're genuinely talking about a few hundred thousand pounds. It's not millions of pounds. It's trivial within the monies involved in the scheme.
And we have an A14 action group within the community with over 170 members, all of whom are very, very active, reviewing documents, putting forward proposals and discussing this. So this is a good organised group.
So for our listeners who drive around this area, keep an eye on what's going on, but equally be more involved in what's going on. Have a look at the action group, read the information that's on the internet in terms of the A14 development. And I think for the 105 listeners, this is going to be a subject that we're going to look at in the future to see how things are going. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jan Moore speaking to members of the Histon and Impington A14 Action Group. Now, Jan contacted Highways England, who sent her this statement. First of all, David Bray, he is the Highways England Project Director for the A14 Cambridge to Huntingdon. He said, we would like to reassure people that we are making really good progress on delivering this vital upgrade for the A14, and we place a high value on good relationships with our neighbours. We appreciate that it can be difficult living near a major construction site, and we genuinely appreciate people's forbearance. We recognise that there have been occasions recently where we have not given residents enough advance warning about some work. Today, we reaffirm our commitment to doing better. We have written to affected residents directly and are organising drop-in sessions that people can attend and put any questions to a member of the project team. So that's from David Bray, the Highways England project director for that upgrade of the stretch of the A14 between Cambridge and Huntingdon. It's 5:43.